So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
A lot of this Tylenol's still good. Hasn't gone bad yet.
Yeah.
I'm talking the codeine Tylenol, so if you guys want in on this.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some. Turns out it was a real headache. Mr. Dr. Duty Dudleani, DDOJSIOC, turned out he was not as great as I thought he was. He was fed a lot of misinformation from a guy who sells couch covers on the internet. And boy, egg on my face, you know?
Yeah, you got to watch where you get your info from, you know?
Yeah, I thought he knew what he was talking about. I really did, but yeah. So I've had to really reconsider some things.
Wait, for the couch covers, I mean, did he do the three tests that you do for couch covers? Density, softness, and was it feel? Is that what it is? DSL?
Yeah, the DSF. Yeah, DSF. Yeah, it's all about the DSF. That's a big, it's my DSF.com is the name of the guy's website. And he really, like, he emphasizes the D part, my DSF.com. But when you type it out, it just looks the same, you know? It's all the same size letters.
So, yeah, no, I've heard him say it on his commercials before because he goes, my
DSF.
And so I type a lot of times like myd.com, and it's different.
It's not couch covers.
It is not couch covers.
Yeah.
But I do visit myd.com often now.
Oh, you're into it.
Oh, yeah. It's more like to learn about myself, I think, more than anything else.
Totally. Yeah. I get that.
It's not sexual. Like I mean, I do have a hard on when I'm on the, but it's really just to kind of do like comparisons.
Right. Right. You want to see what else is out there. See how you measure up. I get it.
That's it. And like, I break out into a sweat when I see what's going on there, just because sometimes I'm like, can they see me? I'm like self-conscious about who I am.
Wait, like, do you get excited with the prospect that they can see you, or is it more nerves?
Yeah. And so, like, I have to hold on to myself because, you know, I don't want to, like, it feels like it's going to jump off of me. And so I just, like, hold on to it, but, like, I hold on to it, and then I let go. I hold on to it, and then I let go.
Have you tried sfmyd.com? It's kind of a friendlier Bay Area vibe. It's less intimidating, I'd say. Like, they're more experienced, but they're gentler and kinder. You just got to switch those letters around a little more.
Oh, that's the softy, right?
It's a San Francisco. San Francisco, myd.com.
Okay. Yeah.
I was trying to go to that website one time, but I was typing too fast. And I missed the F, so I went to smyd.com. And boy, that's a whole different thing. Similar, but a lot different. Scary. Scary, really.
Now, is that a how-to video? Would that be something that could benefit me?
I mean, it's a how-to video in that any video is a how-to video if you think about what's happening in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Now that you say it, that does make sense. Every video is a how-to video.
Every video is a how-to video if you just pay attention.
Sure. Hey, this is where the hospital was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the Tylenol came from, I assumed.
Okay.
I mean, that's the WB wing down there, or it was the WB wing.
Speaking of the WB wing, I have something new that I've been doing. I've been taking a lot of personality tests. You know, those online personality tests? to tell you which character you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what character are you?
I mean, it depends on what universe you're talking about. Recently, I took a test for which character from Franklin, the animated children's show, are you? And turns out I'm a Mr. Otter.
Yeah,
see, that's yeah. why I didn't tell you guys. I knew you wouldn't be interested.
I don't know that show. There is a Mr. Otter on smid.com, but I think it's a different kind. I think it's a different kind of Mr. Otter.
Wait, do you think that's what? Because this test, I mean, I took it a few times. The first one's the one that I thought was true, which was Otter, but it also did have like bear and warthog and badger, and I mean, there were other ones, raccoon and skunk too. Some of them were self-explanatory. The others, I couldn't even figure out what that was.
I got to tell you, I mean, Dr. Cheddar, forgive me for saying this if I'm sort of, I don't want you to think I mean this in a bad way, but the only thing I can see that all those animals have in common is that they're hairy and smelly and gross.
Including the otter.
Yeah.
Especially the otter.
Yeah, especially.
They sleep in the river, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Dr. Mister, what is going on with your skin, dude?
Oh, yeah, it's... I kind of have an issue with sun protection. My head is shedding a lot of hair, and so it's not used. I haven't really factored in the sun. I haven't gotten used to the sun yet. I got to tell you, since we hit the mainland, it's been difficult, but I'm doing great.
You do not look great. That does not feel like a true statement.
I'm doing great is what I said. I don't know if I look great, but inside I'm doing great. I've sort of gotten beyond. I'm focusing. I'm putting things into boxes mentally, not physically. I'm making sure I don't get into boxes myself physically. I realized that, you know, I was out there. I was discovering myself out there on the research station, and I realized I just need therapy. I did all this craziness. I changed myself. Why am I changing myself? I need to be, you know, could be the best version of me. So I need to convert back to human and get therapy to get kind of straightened out. So when we got back on the island, not all the island, when we got back onto the mainland, I went to see my old pals at the seminary, and they got me straight into conversion therapy. So I'm doing great.
I don't think that's the kind of conversion therapy that they do, Dr. Mister.
No, that's what we call a twofer. Getting therapy, getting conversion back to human.
Do you think conversion therapy would make your results on online quizzes different?
Yeah, but the way conversion therapy works, as I understand it, it changes nothing about how you really feel or think. It just makes you act in denial a lot. And that's what I need. That's good. So I've moved on.
It does not appear that you have moved on. Okay.
Are you talking about?
There are chunks of fur coming off of you. Really? Half of your face still has whiskers and you have a tail still.
Okay. Well, I mean, mentally I've moved on. No, mentally I haven't moved on. Physically, I'm moving on is what I'm saying. Guys, you may know, I guess I'm jumping ahead, but this is the perfect proof of it. I have traded my salary for this movie so that I could get the credit get a dedication credit at the end of the movie for the gorilla. And with that chapter of my life will be closed. Cost everything I had to, you know, I'm working for free, basically, but I got to close that chapter in my life.
Sometimes you got to move on.
Yeah. I guess I haven't told you guys yet. I'm already dating another lady.
Oh, nice, man.
Okay. What
that's great.
Tell us about her. Give qualities, stats. What do we got?
Okay. I get it. She's not a gorilla. In fact,
okay. No, just list off some of her characteristics.
She's not a non-human ape at all.
Okay.
Okay. Her name's Arlene.
Perfect.
She's got big lips.
Okay. Fine. That's fine.
Bit of a gap.
That a lot of humans with big lips. Go ahead. Yep.
Bit of a gap in her teeth. That's kind of cute.
Okay.
Her neck's kind of long, but she's not a giraffe. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I thought that's where your mind would go to. If I said she has a long
neck. Where did you meet her?
In an alley.
I was going to say this before you revealed that last detail.
Okay.
But it still applies. This still does not sound like non-human. This could still be a human.
Still a human.
Absolutely. Could be a human. And we'll get there. I'm sure.
So, Arlene, right? That's
Arlene.
Name.
Mm-hmm.
Arlene. Met in an alley.
Yep.
All right.
Specifically on top of a fence in that alley. Sure.
If we all right.
Well, it's romantic.
Okay. And how long ago was this that you met her, would you say? In relation to therapy, let's just say.
I would say I met her while I was still a Garfield.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm glad things are going great. You are dating a cat. You are fucking a cat.
Okay. Let's not get crass, but yes. I mean...
So cats have gaps in their teeth?
She does. Listen, you can Google Arlene and Garfield and it'll be obvious for you.
I'm also interested in seeing these huge lips on this cat, by the way.
Okay.
I've never known a cat to have large lips.
She has social media is what I mean to say. So if you Google Arlene Garfield, you'll see pictures.
I'm very conservative, so I don't get a lot of pop culture references. A lot of that stuff flies right over my head.
Oh, yeah. This is real cutting edge pop culture. Garfield.
Wait, did you say Arlene Garfield? Did you marry her?
No, I'm saying Arlene and Garfield. We went public right away.
You guys did a joint social media account.
Yes. We are. We have an Insta. We have a Finsta. We have a Hoosay. We got a MySpace. We got a Friendster. We got all that stuff.
God, I can't believe I missed all of that. Maybe, but okay. I don't know.
You didn't get my blast? Did nobody get the blast?
I think it might have gone to my spam.
I think you ate my spam. No? No.
Okay, no, you gotta stop. You're just throwing out random accusations, just a blanket accusation. Who are you talking to? We're not falling for it again.
Guys, we have an audition. We have an audition for the menu, the movie.
Yes.
I think, first of all, I don't know about you guys. I am very excited. The hospital appears to be available, right? Does it look available or does it not look available?
It seems like the electricity is still running in some places and nobody else is here. So I think we're good.
Perfect. This is going to be where we shoot, guys. This is going to be the shoot. It's going to be beautiful.
I love it.
I think it's a good idea. It's like floors and floors of soundstage.
But, like, not the entire hospital is going to be used. So, like, there's going to be some rooms at the hospital that could be used for, other things.
Dr. Chatter, do you need a place to sleep?
I wasn't going to say it if it didn't need to be said, but once again, I am looking for a place to sleep. I mean, we could solve it right now if the answer.
Yeah, I mean, we could solve it right now, but we can't because we do have a huge line of people outside waiting to come in to audition for our movie. So we'll talk about this as soon as we're done with auditions. Dr. Cheddar, I promise we'll talk about this. But guys, listen, I have a lot of experience in directing movies and making movies happen. I went to school with a guy that became very successful, and I haven't talked to him since college, but he's very successful at it. And I think you guys know what I mean by all of that.
I think I get it.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Great.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Hey, could I ask, before auditions start, real quick, how are we doing these auditions? Are we doing them on our side? Are we doing American Idol style? Are we doing them voice style? Are we doing them, I don't know, America's Got Talent style? How are we getting yays and nays?
Masked dancer.
Oh my God, I'm working with amateurs. Oh my God.
Those were good. I thought those were cool ideas. The people who do those are super professional.
I mean, shoot it down immediately if you want, but is there any way that we could just plug all of these people into like a personality quiz?
Guys, I am trying to run an audition for our blockbuster movie. We have to raise money. We have to get sizzle. We have to get top-notch talent. We've got to get the best actors that Evansville, Indiana has to offer.
All right, so we'll put a black leather couch in this room, and then we just have them sit on it.
What is a black leather couch? What would a black leather couch do?
It just seems like very Hollywood.
Well, I know everything that there is to know about Hollywood. Tell me what a black leather couch would have to do with me. I'm so flustered, guys. And we haven't even started.
Can we just start?
Yeah, yes. Let's just do some auditions.
Yes, fine. If you're our first in the hallway, we are ready for you. Has everyone got their berets to put on?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Okay, yeah. I know things are heated, but I want to say that doing this, the maternity ward, was top-notch. I applaud you for that. I can really see the parallels to it. It's a good place to hold auditions.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Oh, hey, name's Christopher Mancini. I'm sorry, am I interrupting anything?
Yes! We called you in. We didn't tell you could start talking yet. Oh, guys, I'm ready to just say no.
Well, the guy came all the way here. He sounds like he's not from Evansville, Indiana. So I say we give him a shot.
I rode the bus all the way here. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess before you begin, tell us a little bit about yourself, Christopher.
Well, it's nice to meet all you guys today here. Name's Christopher Mancini. And most recently, I should tell you, I was in a regional theater production right here in Evansville. I was in the, of course, the most recent run of Annie, the stage play Annie.
Okay.
Mm. All right.
Nice.
All right, great. So Annie, production that none of us got to see because we, of course, were stranded out in a platform. So what do you have planned for us?
Well, oddly enough, I did play the part of Annie.
I was wondering. I was wondering which part you played. And I thought it was Annie, but I didn't want to presume.
You do look like a unique twist on. Are you ready to prepare? Are you ready to go?
Well, yeah, I am ready, but I should say before I start, I did initially go in for a reading for Daddy Warbucks, but during the audition process, you know, they said, really, we feel like you're a better fit for Annie.
That's great.
Is she the one who sings Animal Crackers? Because if you're gonna sing Animal Crackers in my soup, I'm hitting the red button. You get to
yeah.
Go
don't say the next word, please.
Wait. So are we doing voice style then?
I did provide red buttons for everybody. Just
is that the voice? I don't know.
I think that's America Has Got Talent.
Oh,
a lot of okay. people. A lot of people actually do have buttons. The voice and America's Got Talent. I did put a golden button in the middle too, which you guys can use at any time to just push someone right through. They just get a part, whatever part you want. You get like one push of that.
One push.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. But like Howie Mandel style, you have to put a shitload of hand sanitizer on before you touch it.
Perfect.
Real quick, Mr. Mancini, can I just ask, you took the bus to get down here, so that would, you'd think you'd be late. How did you end up first in line? That's what I want to know. What's been going on out there that you got first in line?
Well, you know, I did see the ad in the paper. I did see the ad in the paper for your auditions, and basically, I took a bus here a week ago, and I've just been camping. I've just been camping out outside the hospital. It looked abandoned, but I did check the address. I was not sure I was in the right place, but I did stand my ground and waited it out, and it. I hope it all pays off.
So you were here for a week waiting.
Yes, yes, I was here for a week. Yes, I took.
Let me ask you this. While you were waiting, did you see any, like, roving gangs of animals of any kind?
I actually did see I did see a pack of raccoons. I did see a pack of raccoons.
Oh, motherfucker. I knew it. Well,
hey,
it's
there's,
fine.
There's your herd immunity, Dr. Proctor. Right back.
Yeah, I have herd immunity, and I'm sure you can get it too pretty easily. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I was curious.
That's great because we do need background actors. So that that pack of coons is going to work for us.
Oddly enough, I saw the raccoons sort of picking up garbage, you know. Those, their opposable thumbs, you know, they look very human-like. I had nobody to read lines with, you know, to prepare. So I handed them some, I handed them some script pages from Annie. And while,
okay.
And while they, you know, can't obviously speak English, they did convey the emotions of the scene, a lot of hand movement, and I was able to prepare today. I have a little something prepared for you guys.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Huh. I'm going to go check. I'm just going to walk to the hallway real quick just to take a look at something. Just a quick look. Everybody just be cool. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Yeah. No. There's like 8 raccoons in line for this. they got the acting bug for sure. Oddly enough, not next to each other in line. I don't know if that's a ploy to like or a strategy so that we don't get tired of them, or if they got into a big falling out over this. I don't know. We'll find out later, I guess. But sorry, Mr. Mancini, we're going to give you our undivided attention.
The floor is a little wet. It's a little wet over here. There are some exposed wires nearby. Is this safe, you know, to stand over here?
Yeah, it's totally safe. Don't worry about it. I tell you what, if anything happens, And you touch the wires by accident. The water's there. Something happens and electricity flows through your body. You'll be fine. And I tell you, if I see your bones through your body while the electricity is zapping you and causing you to sort of light up, that's a golden button for me. If I see anybody's bones, instant golden button. So just don't worry about it. If it happens, know that, good things will come.
I didn't realize before, but it almost looks as if the performance stage is booby-trapped to where someone's going to get electrocuted.
Well, I watched Home Alone recently, and I just really got to thinking, what if I booby-trap stuff, So... watch out for paint cans, I guess is all I can say.
Well, you navigate your way onto the stage, Christopher. We're going to take a quick break and get ourselves a quick refreshment and also discuss the possibility of bringing the raccoons into this audition. All right, I think we have everybody back. Do we have everybody back?
Think so. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, great. Again, you said your name was Chris Mangini?
No, that's Christopher Mangini.
I thought that's what I said. I thought I said Chris Mangini.
That's Christopher Mangini.
Are you saying that I don't know how to say a name properly? I said Chris Mangini.
No, I actually go by Christopher Mangini.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right fit for you. I would not ever call you a Christopher. And I'm a professional, okay? I would cast you as a Chris before I would ever cast you as a Christopher.
Do you have a middle name?
Alberto.
You just say your middle name with an accent?
Yeah, it's Christopher Alberto Mancini.
Okay.
And you're going to be, did you say you're doing a reading from Annie? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut off
that. That's right. Yep.
And you said you had to rehearse that in the hall, even though you were just in a production of it. Let me ask the most obvious question. Did you get hit on the head between that showing and now?
Yeah, I actually did. I see. You probably noticed the bump on my head. That's probably why you're asking.
Yeah, it's got little birds flying around it in circles.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's sticking through your hat, your top hat.
Yeah, I had to cut a hole out of my top hat to relieve the pressure.
That's good. That's very doctor-like. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we used to do before we became screenwriters and movie producers.
Yeah, yes. Big-time Evansville producers.
Well, look, A League of Their Own was filmed in this city, and look what it did.
Did a lot?
You guys have seen A League of Their Own, right?
Oh, sure. Madonna.
See? Madonna was here.
It's just not believable.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Like,
yeah.
I saw it. I think it's fake. I think Tom Hanks as a baseball coach is just not believable.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Not he's not like a great. I don't know how to say this without just being crass. He's not stupid enough.
I don't think that's crass.
Yeah, I never understood what the word crass meant.
I mean, who can blame you? It's not a medical term.
No. No, it's not one we use often.
Or at all.
I mean, I don't want to interrupt, but speaking of Evansville, I actually studied theater here, right here at Evansville.
Oh, at the university here at Evansville?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Oh, wow. So you must be really wow. Whoa.
I did audit classes. I should say that.
Okay. But they let you in. They let you in the door. They never let me in the door there.
Let in the door is sort of a relative term. I kind of, I would sort of slink in through the back while classes were going on.
But I'm still impressed because you got like the osmosis of the gist of what was going on inside of there. So, guys, this is basically Evansville royalty that we have right here.
You said you slinked into classes. Were you the guy that they used to call the Slinky Man?
How did you hear about that?
It was one of the things that I read about in Evansville, Indiana lore. When I first moved here, somebody was like, hey, you got to read this book. It's all about things that happen in Evansville, Indiana. And I read about the Slinky Man at the university who would sort of randomly pop in and out of accents.
Yeah, man, I don't want to brag here, but sort of every time I would slink into a room, people would just start out chanting, Slinky, Slinky, everybody loves a Slinky. And then, you know, they would kind of, try to rush me out of the room.
And you would sort of like cartwheel down the stairs, right? And then exit the room, set the way you did it.
That's right. Yep, I'm very nimble. As you can see, I keep fit and trim. I like to do calisthenics out, you know, in the morning. I wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning and I put on my one piece and then I, you know, I just do calisthenics and that's how I keep in shape, yeah.
So ultimately, your attempts to slink in, which you would think were done to be quiet, would lead to the whole class chanting Slinky.
And then they would tell you they loved you. They would tell you they loved you, and then they force you to leave. Is what you said, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay.
Cool, man. That's a great. I think that's just a great piece of Evansville lore. I love it,
guys. I don't even know if I want to see him audition. I kind of just want to. I just want to cast him. I feel like. Stop me if I'm wrong. If you
now hold on. Wait. Hold on. I want to earn this. I want to earn this opportunity. I want to earn it.
If you would set up for us your audition piece, please.
Okay. All right. This might sound like an odd request, but would you guys mind closing your eyes for a second?
Yeah, not that odd at all.
I don't close think that's them. Odd. No, sure. Of course I'll close my eyes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. All right. I just put on my red curly wig here. Just sort of slip that onto my head. All right, I've got my little red heeled strappy shoes on here. Yes, okay. Right.
If you want us to close our eyes, why are you telling us what we're putting on?
I'm sorry, was I speaking out loud?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Is that a thing you always do, or is that new since you got hit on the head? Is that one of the side
effects? That's never happened before. This is a first.
Yeah, that can happen sometimes. We'll check you for a concussion later. But not right now.
Yeah, audition first.
I forgot
audition
you guys
first.
Are doctors.
Yeah.
Our priorities are different now that we're big time.
And just so you know, we do still have the self-service stations at the hospital. You go to the iPad, you figure it out, you get what you need, you get out. Super efficient.
Do you guys take Aetna PPO?
You know, you make a really good idea for me. We could make this production filmed at the hospital and we could bill it to Aetna. And that's how we get our funding for the movie.
I like it. I mean, love again, it. I'm waiving my salary for the dedication to the gorilla at the end and loving memory. No, just memory, not loving memory, just memory.
But I do have a question about that. I know it feels like, and I think you're trying to sell it to us as though it's this loving dedication. But I do feel like it's a bit of an Easter egg in hopes that you still think that the gorilla might be alive, and that the gorilla will see it and want to come running back to you, which we really have to just take a moment to tell you that gorilla is dead.
Okay. It's closing the chapter. And yes, I did ask them to put my address there, but that was just because they would normally put my address on the check they would send me. And I just said, put it all in the end.
Okay. I don't think it's an Easter egg if it's in the credits. I don't think an Easter egg means it's like hidden, but that's the most not hidden a thing could be.
My favorite Easter egg was finding out that Eddie Murphy played multiple roles in The Nutty Professor.
Oh my God.
I thought that was like 9 different people.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. It was crazy.
I think we need an actor like that. I want our film to have like 6 Eddie Murphys playing, I don't know, 12 characters apiece.
Chris, I have a request.
Sure.
Can you play Eddie Murphy playing 9 characters?
Well, can I get a cut of the cut of the ticket sales from the movie?
I think you're getting ahead of yourself. I can't even see if you can do it, and you haven't even shown us that you can do it.
Well, how about I do my audition? You guys will make the final call.
Are you doing the Eddie Murphy?
Why don't I just do my audition and then, you know, you guys will sort of see how you feel like fit into the production.
Can you do the novelty song from the Eddie Murphy stand-up album that's called Boogie in Your Butt?
I'll give it a try. I will give it a try.
I'd also accept a fuck you, Eddie. I would take that.
I'm sensing a lot of hostility here towards Eddie Murphy.
No, that's his bit. I love booking
in your butt.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't even know who...
Chris, you're not familiar with Eddie Murphy?
No, I was just going to say that. I'm not familiar with Eddie Murphy, actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You've never seen Vampire in Brooklyn?
Wow.
I've heard the band Vampire Weekend.
What about Boomerang?
Oh, no. I have heard of the movie. In the movie Batman, I've heard of the crime fighting item a batarang.
I mean, tell me you've seen Norbit.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't even know if we can hire this guy. You've had to see Bowfinger, right?
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger?
Okay. Sorry, okay. I was just getting on board because, I mean, I'm going to get you, suckers. It's like I say that all the time because I love Bowfinger.
Whoa.
I've seen the movie Goldfinger.
Okay, do this. Tell me your favorite line from Daddy Daycare, and that'll set us straight.
Or Daddy Day Camp. We'll accept Daddy Day Camp. The sequel, I believe.
Okay. You know, here I go. Daddy, daddy.
That's the best line in the movie.
You nailed it. This guy is fire.
Hey, I told you I audited classes at University of Evansville Theater Program. What'd you expect? What'd you expect?
Okay, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for this audition.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt, and I hope this is not unprofessional of me, but you were talking about billing Aetna before. I actually have a little experience with Medicare fraud, if that is of help to you at all.
I do have another question for you. Can we open our eyes?
Please open your eyes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, I heard you say that you're putting that wig on top of a hat, but I was not expecting it. I was not ready for it.
It looks like the top of a Christmas tree.
It appears that you have also cut a hole through the wig for the bump to go through the wig.
But it looks like the birds got trapped under the wig, and they're sort of suffocating under the wig.
They're having a tough time. They're having a tough go of it.
Let me check. Oh boy. They are not. I don't think they're breathing.
Oh shit! All right.
Okay. The raccoons are getting real excited now.
Okay. All right. Here I go. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Do you, is this a song or is this a monologue?
Well, why don't you let it be a surprise?
A surprise to you or a surprise to us?
Who knows?
I like that. I think that could be a catchphrase. Who knows? You know?
All right. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
You know what? The who knows would be a great character write-in. It's kind of like a little comedy break. Because some of the parts of our movie get kind of heavy.
Yeah, it gets really heavy.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope Mr. Mangini gets this part, because he'd be perfect to say that catchphrase.
I am so ready. I'm so ready to pound that gold Mangini button.
Mangini. But I get one. Only get one.
You know, I was taking a look at a couple of the script pages that you guys gave me before coming in. I couldn't help but notice. Is the instruction manual text on the back, is that part of the script? Okay. You want? I mean,
this is a sticking point for me, because Dr. Uger said we need to not just put an ad in the newspaper. We need to print the whole script in the newspaper so that people can come prepared. And I still think it's a mistake. And then the fact that we bought both sides and we put the escape manual on the other side.
Guys, okay, it was worth the investment. Guys, we got Chris Alberto Mangini, an auditor of the University of Evansville Theater Department, front and center, taking a bus a week early, prepping with the best raccoons that Evansville has to offer. These are talented fucking raccoons. I am rock hard. I cannot wait to go to myd.com to analyze and relieve this pressure. Oh God, will you please give it to us?
All right, here I go. But I should just say before I start, you know, I have to say, and excuse me if this is unprofessional of me, the instruction manual part of the script was my favorite part.
Oh, Thank you.
Best, most well-written. I really, you know, got the emotion of what you guys were going for, yeah. And I loved it. I loved it. Okay, here I go.
Hey, have you ever seen The Haunted Mansion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I've been to Disney a million times, yeah.
No, but the movie starring Eddie Murphy.
Oh, no, sorry.
No.
They made a ride into a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was not successful.
Who knows?
I love it. I love it.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Now, if you could, just because I feel like I need a little more context before you get into this, because you are such an Eddie Murphy candidate, now that I know that we need an Eddie Murphy who plays nine characters type, can you give me a little Nick Nolte from 48 Hours?
Yeah, of course I can. And I have to say, you know, I'm sorry, this is a little unprofessional of me, but you can never have enough context. Never. All right. Nick Nolte from 48 Hours.
Yep.
Hey. Get over here.
Holy shit.
My jaw's on the floor.
We're going to have to send you back over to the WB ward with it. I mean, cause it, to fix your jaw on the floor.
Yeah. They're going to have to roll my jaw back up into my mouth. Unbelievable.
Dr. Cheddar, you have been silent this whole time. What are your thoughts here? Because we are losing our minds.
I got to be honest. I started just thinking about the movie, things that I want in it. This guy is one of them. But another thing that I don't want to be passed on is, in our movie, can we have the tongue fall out of the mouth and the eyeballs bulge out of the head every time a character sees an attractive person?
You know, that's called the Tex Avery. That's called a Tex Avery.
I like this guy. Can we have like at least six or seven Tex Averys in this film?
I think it's a good idea. Any attractive character that walks by, man, woman, other, you got to Tex Avery him.
Yeah.
Now this,
hey, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt. And excuse me if this is a little unprofessional of me, but I guarantee you, one of you guys bop me on the head right now, my eyes will bug out of my head and my mouth will open. My tongue will drop out like a accordion or like an escalator. And I will give you a human Tex Avery right now.
Wait, so you're telling us that you can do a Tex Avery, you can act it.
You don't need to do it in post. You don't need to do it in post.
You don't even need to see an attractive person or thing.
I use my mind.
Well, I mean, if you guys are, can I hit him in the head?
In my medical opinion, yes.
How many times, before you do it, how many times do we get this out of you?
You like, got one. You get one.
I knew it.
Dr. Cheddar, could you... Here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit him on the bump he already has, because I'm very curious to whether or not the bump will go away, the bump will grow another bump, or the bump will reappear somewhere else. It could be any of those options, and I got to know.
My bet's that it goes somewhere else, but I mean, if you guys are telling me go ahead, I'll do it.
I'm just taking bets. I'll go 5-1 that it's bump on another bump. Bump on another bump, 5-1. Who's got it?
I'll take it.
Okay, great. Anyone else want to take that? Bump on another bump.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, I guess here we go.
Oh, God.
Is your head filled with metal?
Yeah, I do have a metal plate that was put in there, actually. Yeah.
Well, the bump?
About.
The bump grew another bump. But I think it might have ricocheted off the plate.
I did have surgery at this hospital.
That explains it. Did you have it in the WB ward?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I get it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready when you guys are. Yeah. I'm ready.
I hope all the auditions don't take this long, because, well, I guess we sort of have unlimited billing. But
you guys want to, like, order some food before the audition?
I can go for a little Chinese.
Yeah, I can go for a little bit of that. Hey, hey, guys, I just found this bottle over here. Take two of these.
And don't
ghost me.
Hey, Dr. Booga, this is Christopher Alberto Mancini. You know, I know you guys said you were going, just going to go order some food. And I've been waiting for you to come back. It's been about 6 hours. You know, I would love to finish that audition. I am excited about the movie. You know, I hope this is, you know, I don't want this to be any disrespectful or anything, but figured I'd give you a call and you know, see if you are heading back now. So, in the meantime, I figured I could leave my audition, on your voicemail. So, all right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and a... hi, Dr. Booba. I did just try calling you, to see if you guys were coming back from ordering the food. You know, again, it's been about 6 hours or so. You know, I guess now you would say it's, 6 hours and a minute or two. The voicemail, unfortunately, cut off before I could finish my audition. So here we go. And a one, and a two, and a three. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar on tomorrow. There'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow. Hey, Dr. Hans Gruber. I tried to leave you the audition on your voicemail. I got cut off. I didn't try it again. I got cut off. I think I got cut off again. But, gosh, these things are really tricky. So I just figured I'd finish up the audition. So here I go. All right. One and a two and a three. And when the skies are gray, I'll say it's okay if I'm lonely. And I'll pick up my chin and grin and say, the sun will come out.
Hey, Dr. Peter Luger. Man, I'm really having a tough time here. I think the voicemail cut off before I could finish the song. I was trying to say the word tomorrow. So there you have it. That's my audition. Oh, geez, I think I heard a beep. Oh, God, I think it cut off again. I think it cut off again. Oh, boy. I don't know. Am I just hearing things? Is it from the bump on my head? I don't know. I thought I heard a beep. Oh, geez. Well, I hope the audition goes well. Man, I really love this part. Just be such an honor. All right, well, it probably went through.